thankful you're all here tonight, everyone. It's good to see you on this special night for our church as we worship the Lord through all the acts that we're doing. Singing two songs, both are in our hymn book, so if you could grab your hymn book. First one's in 388, Where He Leads, I'll Follow.
Pure, for there are those who care.
we simply commit this night to you. It's a night we've been praying for a long time, and a night that we trust that you're in control. By your Holy Spirit, lead us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Is that better? There we go. Hey, it's great to see so many people out, and I think everybody wants to be part of a historic evening for Independent Baptists. Did anybody not get a ballot? Some may come in late. Wes is going to be handing them out. But we're not ready to vote just yet, so don't be nervous. I just thought we'd get that out of the way. But I want to thank you guys again for prayer for us and your interest in this procedure. It's funny, you know, with COVID, you kind of think of events as prior to my getting COVID or after my getting COVID. And we were talking tonight when we met earlier to pray, and it was like I can remember when it started because it's when Mom got COVID, and that was March. So it's been a year. So I want to thank Greg Godshaw, Scotty Hauser, Joel Spinney, and Tim Fairchild for their diligence and taking it seriously and all of that. It was a great time. This is a night we've been looking forward to for a year. So we've asked Scotty if he would read the passage in 1 Timothy that is really the nucleus when you're looking for a pastor. And then we'll have Greg and Joel pray.
First Timothy 3, and it's 1 through 7. This is a faithful saying: if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
Thank you, Scotty.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment in time that you've brought us to. As we think about the past year, we've been blessed by knowing that you are part of the process, that you've been directing and guiding along the way. And for me, it was the first meeting we had. I saw you answer a prayer that pretty much established my thoughts for the rest of the process. And we thank you that you've been part of the process. We thank you that you've been faithful in guiding and directing us, and that we can trust you through this process. I want to thank you for our church. I know many, many people have been praying about this for a long time. And I just want to thank you for the faithfulness of the people of this church to bring this before you, because we know that those prayers were being answered, and as you guided and directed us. We ask that you will guide and direct us here tonight. We ask that your Spirit will be working within us to direct us and how you as a church want us to vote, want us to proceed. As we think about the pulpit committee, we have come to a decision based on us, but ultimately it's the church that's going to decide. And we thank you that you have decided in your word, your will will be made known through this vote. And we ask that as we vote tonight, that we'll do so out of a clear conscience, a clear mind, knowing this is what you want, whatever the vote may be. And as we proceed, we ask for unity. No matter how we vote, no matter what the result is, we recognize that this is from you. And that should produce unity amongst us. Once again, we want to thank you for your son. Thank you for the process that we've been through with him as the head of our church and the directing of your spirit in our life. And we ask that as we move forward here that you'll be glorified, and no matter what the outcome of this vote here tonight is, in your son's name.
God, as we come to this moment, I just reflect on your faithfulness to this church for the past 70 plus years, and just the way that this church has been a lighthouse in this community, and that you have blessed us with the leadership that we have had. And as we come now to this moment where we consider Eddie Newton as assistant pastor with a potential to be our next senior pastor, certainly, God, our prayer is that you would continue to be faithful to us, that you would continue to guide us, and that you would continue to direct this church, your church. I pray tonight, certainly as we've been praying all year, that this would be a time of unity amongst us, that we would be single-minded in what we do. And God, I just pray that whatever the outcome of this vote should be tonight, I pray that we would still be united tomorrow and as we move forward. And whether we choose to call Eddie or not to choose not to call Eddie, that we would be united moving forward, that we would continue to care for each other. And should we decide to call Eddie, certainly my prayer is that we would rally behind him and support him and support that pastor that we would call. And God, I just also pray for the Newton family right now. Certainly this is a lot weighing on their minds as well as they consider the potential for change. And again, regardless of the vote, I pray that you would work in their lives, that you would continue to guide them, and that they would be at peace with the decision that we make tonight. Through all of this, God, I pray that you would be glorified in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, guys. Pastor Don is going to bring a short devotional, and then we will proceed with the process here in a few minutes.
It's short. It's short. You know, I did think, though, I'm really pleased with the group that's here tonight. Larger than a normal Sunday night, and so, you know, I'm thinking, this big a crowd doesn't come to hear me preach, but they will come to vote me out. I just want to look just for a few minutes at Ephesians 4, the first three verses. I know we've looked at these verses in the past, but it has to do with unity, and certainly that's our prayer. Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling to which you've been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 2 is just a four words used in a prepositional phrase, and I know that English lesson doesn't mean much, but I just put it this way, that the real sentence without those prepositional phrases there in verse 2 is that you'd walk worthy of the calling to which you've been called, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Walking worthy of the calling to which we've been called. We've been called to Christ's likeness. That's our calling. And as we've been called to Christ's likeness, Paul says we need to walk worthy of that. And that word worthy is the idea of a balance or a scale. You put the image of Christ on one side of the scale and put your life on the other side of the scale, and does it balance out? That's kind of the thought of that word, walking worthy of the calling to which you've been called. You've been called to Christ's likeness. How does your life match up to that? And he in essence says here then in verse 3 that part of that walking worthy of the calling to which you've been called is endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We're not going to be like Christ if there's not unity and peace. Now, there's more involved in that walk than unity and peace, but if there's not unity and peace, we're not going to be Christ-like. We're not going to be walking in balance with the calling to which we've been called. And so we have to have that unity and peace that verse 3 speaks of. And notice it says the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Peace is one of the fruits of the Spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. So it's a fruit of the Spirit. So he's talking about keeping the unity of the Spirit. Apart from the Spirit, we can't have this peace. We can't have this unity. But it also says endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Unity, peace, doesn't just happen by itself. It just doesn't happen on its own. We have to endeavor, if you will. And the word endeavor here is a word that means to be diligent, to make every effort, to spare no effort. It's even a word that is at times used with reference to the idea of eagerness. We need to be eager and diligent and spare no effort in keeping the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. It doesn't just happen. And when it says to keep the unity of the Spirit, the word keep there is a word that means literally to guard or to protect. There's much in this world, there's much in man that would attack unity. And we need to guard that unity. We need to guard that unity from sometimes ourselves. We need to guard that unity, perhaps from outside forces. That's where verse 2 comes in. It talks about the ingredients, the characteristics necessary for this unity. Lowliness or humility. Meekness or gentleness, perhaps your translation says. Long-suffering or the idea of patience. Forbearing one another or the idea of tolerance. Those are four characteristics that are necessary for this unity and this peace. Humility, gentleness, patience, tolerance. But if you look at the opposite of those four things, that's what's going to attack unity. That's what we need to guard against. We need to guard against pride. We need to guard against, opposite of gentleness, I would say anger. Opposite of long-suffering or patience is impatience. The opposite of forbearance or tolerance is simply intolerance. Those four things, pride, anger, impatience, intolerance, that's what we need to guard against. And we need to make sure that there is humility and that there is that gentleness and that patience and that tolerance. And so as we approach this evening, we want to do so. And unity doesn't mean a unanimous vote. Okay? I can make that clear. It doesn't mean that we're all going to be clones of one another and think exactly like everyone else and we're just going to be lockstep in every decision. No, that's not what unity is. Unity doesn't mean a unanimous vote. There'll be some yeses and there'll be some noes tonight. I have no doubt. That's okay. That's okay. It's how we respond to that vote that makes the difference as it relates to unity. If the vote doesn't turn out the way I voted or the way I wanted, what's my attitude? It's going to be pride. Is it going to be anger? Is it going to be impatience? Is it going to be intolerance? Those crazy people, they didn't vote right. That's what will destroy unity. Unity is about how we respond. Is it in humility? Is it indeed with gentleness and patience and tolerance? Endeavoring to keep, to guard, being eager. Eager, you know, we're told elsewhere in Scripture to pursue peace. And that word pursue is a very strong word. It's the same word that's used with reference to a persecutor who pursues the ones who he wants to persecute. It's a very strong word. We need to pursue peace. And so it's how we respond that makes the difference as to endeavoring to keep that unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And I just wanted to encourage us tonight as we come to this vote. It is it's a somewhat historical, if you will, if we want to put it that way, but just an important vote. And as we do so, we've been praying for unity. It depends upon each one of us. Are we going to allow the Spirit of God not only to guide us and direct us in our vote, but to guide us and direct us in our response to the vote? It's the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity tonight. What a privilege to be part of this process. What a privilege to be part of a church that together we seek your will. And certainly, Father, as we do so, we recognize that it's important how we respond then to that vote and that we continue to move forward. And Father, however tonight would end, we look forward to the future. We look forward with great anticipation to what you are going to do and what you are going to accomplish through your church. We thank you for your promises, and we thank you for the truths of your word, that the gates of hell will not prevail against your church. Help us to endeavor, to be eager, to make every effort to guard and protect unity, the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Short enough?
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Don. And again, thank each one of you. And I know I've said it before, but I just thought of again when Don mentioned the unity of the Holy Spirit. And we could feel that. As we met every month, at least once a month, and the Holy Spirit was able to take five guys. They have good pizza or good subs or hamburgers, don't they? But five guys in different backgrounds, different preferences, and able to get us to agree. And that wasn't an easy thing, and it's a work of the Holy Spirit. And I was thinking of really one of my favorite verses in the Bible, Ephesians 3:20, under him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or even imagine, to him be glory and honor forevermore. And the context there is he's able to get the Gentiles and the Jews to come together as one. And it's not an easy thing to get a group of people, several hundred here, to come together as one. Like Don said, it doesn't mean we all vote the same, doesn't mean we all think the same, but we're all on the same page as far as what we want to accomplish as a body. So again, thank you for your prayers. And so what we're going to do is I just want to again reiterate what Don did this morning.
our vote tonight, and it'll be just a yes or no vote. You don't need to sign your ballot, just a yes or no. And what we're voting on tonight is to call Eddie Newton as our assistant to the pastor, who's focused on family ministries, with the intent, there'll be another vote 2 years down the road, whether or not Eddie comes on as our senior pastor. So just want to make sure everybody understands. We'll entertain a motion in a second, and then we'll open it up for any questions that there may be that maybe you haven't had a chance to answer. So I guess if somebody would make that a motion. Wilma makes it a motion. Is there a second? Tim? Thank you. So we have a motion and a second. So is there any questions? Well, thank you. All right, so if you want to go ahead, does anybody need a pencil or a pen? We've got a basket of them here. Yeah, okay, and ballots? Yes. Well, the understanding, we talked this over with Eddie. Look, Eddie, we don't want to call you, and then somewhere along the way, you change your mind. So we're asking for a commitment out of you that should you be the one, that you would make a commitment at that point, like the original phone call was a time for the yes or the no. So once he said, yes, I'm in, then he made a commitment to us that he's in now. Does that answer your question, Larry? Yeah. So our intent is to call Eddie tonight with the results of the vote, and then we'll proceed accordingly. I saw a hand. Mark, did you need a ballot? Okay. Does everybody have a ballot? And I just want to radiate.
Maybe this should just be mentioned. If indeed the vote would be favorable, that he has a commitment to his teaching through the middle of June. So he'll not be here to actually start, if indeed the vote would go in that direction, until probably mid-July, maybe even August. Just
right.
Kind of clarify that.
Yep. And if the vote is no, then your next vote will be for your new pulpit committee. But this is open to all members, and I understand 18 and above, right? All members 18 and above. Some of you kids want to run around collecting the ballots when people are ready, and the pulpit committee will count the ballots, and then we'll be letting you know. Thank you.
do not fear. The winds of change may rage tomorrow. God is at your side. No longer dread the fires of unexpected sorrow. God, you are my God, and I will trust in you and not be shaken.
Thank you. Well, I told you guys you're part of a historic night here. We don't do this very often at church, and we don't do secret ballots very often. And you're part of a historic night on a second front from the standpoint I've never been involved in any kind of a vote that we decided to do with a secret ballot that was unanimous. There's 104 yes and zero no. And yeah. Praise God. You know what a gift to Eddie, to reassure him that this is indeed God's will for them to be here. And again, thank you, folks. It's very humbling as part of the pulpit committee for your vote of confidence in not only Eddie, but in us, I guess, indirectly. And I thank you so much for that. It's been a great experience for us five guys. We've gotten to know each other a lot better. And I think God used the difficulties that we had to go through. It was not an easy process, but I think we're all better for it. So again, thank you. And like I said, we'll be calling Eddie, giving him the news. And then, as Don said, they're under contract at the school there till in the middle of June. And then we'll be proceeding. We were kidding Don in the back. It's like, I don't want you to take this, Don, that people are so anxious to get rid of you. Sure, that's not the case. And what a great example Don has been. And you know, all the guys that we talked with, when they found out the way we were going to do it was a 2-year mentorship with Don, all of the guys were overwhelmed at what a great blessing that would be for them. And I don't know about you guys, but every time Don is in the pulpit and preaching, I'm still having trouble picturing somebody else doing that. But I want to thank Don. You know, a lot of the unity that we have here in this church is a result of Don and Pastor Lloyd and Mike's leadership. You know, it's been an effort for them and under mine to make sure that this body is unified and there isn't anything that's done quickly. We laugh about that, but the pulpit committee was the same way. It's been a year, but a lot of the reason is that we don't want anything to be done behind the scenes. We don't want anybody to perceive that it's getting railroaded and anything from that matter. And a lot of that is for Don. So I don't know if it's appropriate or not, and I know Don doesn't think it is, but I want to give a round of applause to Don for his leadership here. Thank you again, Don. It's been a great night. You know, you guys have been great. You're a great congregation. But our work doesn't stop here. Your prayers shouldn't stop here. And remember the Washington Baptist Church in your prayers. You know, it's going to be a blow to them to lose Eddie. But pray for them to understand that, hey, that's God's will for their church too. So I've asked Howard, and I'll ask Greg Kilmer, wherever he is, if you guys would close us in prayer tonight.
Father, we are extremely humbled. We definitely can sense your spirit here this evening. And I just want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for the wisdom that you have given these men as they, over the last year, have gone through the process of calling Eddie. And, you know, your word tells us if we lack wisdom to ask, and you will give it. And it's very obvious that these men were operating in your wisdom. And Father, I just pray now that you'd be with our church. Help us as we move forward. Thank you for tonight. Be with Eddie and Jessica as they, when they receive the word of the vote, that it'll solidify in them that this is your will. And Father, again, we just want to thank you and praise you for the unity that we can sense here tonight, for your Spirit's leading. In Jesus' name.
Father, we are so thankful that you allow us to be part of this process. That we thank you certainly for the leadership of our pastors over the years, and Don has been a wonderful example to all of us. And we're just grateful that you have assembled a group of believers here, Father. I was thinking of the ideas when you talked about what you would like to do to Israel, Father. And it feels like you have gathered us as a local church under your protective wing. We are grateful that you have brought this sense of love for one another and unity in our church, Father. We look forward to extending that towards a new pastor, a new family. They'll be moving to a new community, Father. Help us all to be very helpful in that process and to love them as we have loved the pastors we have had for years, Father. We're just grateful that you love us, your patience, your abundant grace. We just are incredibly humbled by that, Father, that the all-powerful God of the universe would look on us as his beloved children. It cost you dearly, so we know that you do love us, and we are grateful for that. And it's in your holy Son's name, Jesus, that we pray.
This is kind of off script, but I try to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's prodding. But I'm wondering, Mike, would you, we don't need the music, we don't need a hymnal, would you lead us in Amazing Grace? Everybody should know one stanza of that, right? If you want to stand, and we'll sing Amazing Grace before we leave tonight.
You want to sing a solo, you said? Oh.
My granddaughter Emma, she likes to grab that mic whenever
she has. Sure, sure. Amazing. When we've been there. Pray to close the service. Father, you said in your word, it is good when brothers live together in unity. So thank you for the goodness of tonight. Thank you so much for speaking and moving and answering prayer. Thank you so much for the ones that worked particularly hard to make this happen, our pulpit committee, but also, Lord, for a praying church, a church that we pastors know loves you so much and wants your will to be done. You will take care of your church. Your Son is the husband and the head of it. We thank you so much. Thank you for a great night. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week.
Can I just say something very quickly? First of all, thank you. You're so gracious to me. But in this day and age where a push of the button sends information around the world, don't push that button until the pulpit committee has time to contact Eddie and Jessica. Let them find out through the proper channels instead of on Facebook. So I just put that caution out there. They'll be contacting them as soon as possible, but don't push that button before you get to the parking lot. Thank you.